Okay, 9:41. I understand Mr. Bloom has had recent heart surgery and that Margaret Neal is going to speak in his behalf, so welcome. I hope Jay's doing okay.
So I'm Margaret Neal, the director of the Institute on Aging from Portland State University, and I wanted to just take this opportunity to make an announcement about this event that we're holding as a part of our Age-Friendly Portland initiative. Mayor Hales, thank you for agreeing to speak. Commissioner Fish, thank you for agreeing to speak. Other individuals will include the Comedy Sports will do a performance. Golden Harvest will do a performance. Bill Thomas, who wrote the book, What Are Old People For?, will be there. It will be both an intellectually stimulating and a fun event. It is on September 23rd from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. People can register. There's no cost for the event. Go online to agefriendlyportland.org. The goal of this effort is to highlight the positive roles that older adults have in our community and to try and begin a discussion, small groups of people throughout the city, to talk about the positive roles that our older adults already hold and what they can do in the future and what kinds of policy innovations can be addressed to try and create those positive roles and facilitate more engagement of older adults in our city so that we become a community for all ages. I should have said that I'm the co-coordinator of the Age-Friendly Portland Advisory Council, along with my colleague, Dr. Alan De La Torre. He has additional copies of the flyer, and then I have a flyer for each of you as well. So if you have any questions, please let me know.
Just a quick comment.
Yes.
First, thank you for your great work. Yes, we recognize that there's this huge opportunity. In fact, we're very proud that we are the only city to receive the global Age-Friendly City designation in this country. So,
we were one of the first nine. Now there are others, but
they're just copycats.
Yeah, exactly.
They're playing catch up. The other thing I would just note, though, and Charlie and I are honored to be asked to participate in the conference, is that as the baby boomers age, and we see more people reach retirement age and age in place, we're going to see a greater, I think, incidence of the potential for elder abuse. And Steve Dean wrote a series over the last 2 weeks focusing on a particular real estate transaction and raising some pretty powerful questions. And I think it was very sobering because he has the power to shine his light on a transaction, but it begs the question, how many of these kinds of things occur and are not reported? And as people age, they become more vulnerable, more susceptible to financial exploitation, more likely to be taken advantage of. We're inundated now with people making calls to our homes with fraudulent schemes, asking for private information to address a bank issue or a computer issue. They're getting very sophisticated about trying to lure you into giving information. So as we celebrate the wonderful upside of having older adults in our community, I think we also need to recommit to making sure that older adults are not preyed on. And this baby boomer cohort is going to be the largest group of older adults in our history. And unfortunately, a lot of bad people know that now and are gearing up to take full advantage. So I hope, Mayor, actually, as part of our legislative agenda, we can take a look at whether there are some sensible reforms to existing law in light of Steve Dean's columns and in light of some of the other evidence we have about exploitation of older adults. But we're very proud of PSU's role and your role in this effort.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. We look forward to it. Thanks very much. Wish Jay well for us.
I'll see you soon, I'm sure.
Thank you.
May I give you...
Please, yes, thank you. Great. Thanks so much.